In Texas and Oklahoma in the 1930s, jazz and blues melded with the string bands of the Southwest. Hot jazz fiddle, jazz horns, and swing dance rhythms fused with rural string band sounds, creating Western swing. The music spread like wildfire through house parties, dance halls, fiddle contests, and county fairs. Records and radio hugely accelerated the spread of this jazzy, bluesy, popular music of the Southwest. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer, welcoming you to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz, and this look at cowboy jazz and hillbilly swing. Despite its rural flavor, Western swing is jazz. It's also the first genre to heavily feature amplified guitar and is among the overlooked roots of rock and roll. This is pianist Knocky Parker, who later became a well-respected jazz piano player on the West Coast. Pianist Knocky Parker featured on Knocky Knocky with the Light Crust Doughboys. Let me explain that name. Flour mills sponsored a number of these bands, such as the Light Crust Doughboys. And for instance, in this tune, Hillbilly Swing, listen for the phrase, "Please pass the biscuits, Pappy," and I'll explain its significance afterward.
Where people say, "Please pass the biscuits, Pappy."
I want to feel that hillbilly
Hillbilly swing, Jimmy Rivard and his Oklahoma Playboys from around 1937, the phrase, "Please pass the biscuits, Pappy," is probably a reference to W. Lee Pappy O'Daniel. O'Daniel was an executive of Burris Flour Mill. He got involved in the music business by using a band to promote a brand of flour on the radio. Not a musician himself, he served as announcer, boss, and agent, even writing a few songs for the band. It was broadcasting out of Fort Worth, the Light Crust Doughboys, who became one of the first widely known hot string bands, and in its very earliest days included both Bob Wills and Milton Brown. Wills and Brown left to form their own bands, but W. Lee Pappy O'Daniel parlayed his popularity into a political career that included election to governor of Texas and United States Senator. Flour Mills sponsored a number of these bands, such as the Light Crust Doughboys, but these sponsorships were far from glamorous. Sometimes the musicians were considered to be on the flour mill's regular payroll and expected to work loading, unloading, and driving trucks. Sponsorship did help a band onto the radio, and records and radio were very important in spreading this music. For instance, Bob Wills' band was heard daily on Tulsa station KVOO from 1934 through 1942, a gig subsequently carried on by his brother, Johnny Lee Wills, until 1958. Next is Johnny Lee Wills with a tune long a favorite among the Western swing crowd, Milk Cow Blues. This tune was recorded by black bluesmen Tampa Red, Big Bill Brunzi, and Kokomo Arnold in the early 30s, and it's a perfect vehicle for tracing the arrow of musical influence that runs from black blues music through Western swing in the 30s and 40s to early rock and roll in the 50s. One of Elvis Presley's earliest recordings for Sun Records was Milk Cow Blues Boogie. Here's Johnny Lee Wills.
Well, I woke up this morning, looked out doors. I can tell my milk cow, I can tell by the way she lows. If you see my milk cow, please drive her on home. 'Cause I ain't had no milk and butter, ooh, since my cow's been gone. Well, you got to treat me right, day by day. Get out your little prayer book, get out on your knees and pray, 'cause you're gonna need my help someday. Yeah, you're going to be sorry, ooh, you treat me this way. Yeah, beat it, brother, beat it. Now don't your bed look lonesome when your lover ain't around. I've tried everything, baby, to get along with you, and now I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop crying and leave you alone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gone, 'cause you won't see. Won't see my sweet face no more. Yeah, you'll just be wondering, baby, where in this world I'm gone.
said I could shimmy like my sister Kate. She shimmied like the jelly on a plate. My daddy wanted to know last night why all the boys treated Katie so nice. Everyone in our neighborhood knows that she can shimmy and it's understood. I may be late, but I'll be up to date. Shimmy like my sister Kate. I mean, shimmy like my sister Kate.
Clarence Williams' early jazz classic, I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate, played by Cliff Bruner's Texas Wanderers from 1938. Cliff Bruner was an excellent fiddler. He had several top-notch bands that included the likes of electric steel guitar innovator Bob Dunn or vocalist and pianist Moon Mullican, who was later an important rock and roll and rockabilly pioneer. Panhandle Shuffle before that was the Sons of the West, and we started with Bob Wills' brother, Johnny Lee Wills. He was a good musician, and many of his band members were also with Brother Bob at one time or another, such as the excellent pianist Millard Kelso, electric guitarist Junior Barnard, and Brother Luther J. Wills on bass. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me for this side trip down a byway of early jazz history, cowboy jazz and hillbilly swing on jazz rhythm. Still ahead this hour, two recent bands taking on Western swing repertory, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, and the blues roots of this music. I am emphasizing rather heavily the jazz and blues side of Western swing, the Joe Venuti-like hot fiddling, jazz horns, and so forth, but Western swing and hot string band music did contain much other material. Folk, melodies, square dance music, Texas fiddle breakdown traditions, even polka and Tex-Mex elements. While Bob Wills' band was the gold standard of Western swing, it was kind of unique within the genre, kind of the way Ellington's band was beyond category. Unlike the full Western swing orchestras of Bob Wills or Spade Cooley, more typically these bands were little string bands that had added piano, a trumpet or clarinet and sax, electric steel guitar, but rarely the full reed and brass sections or the two or three fiddles of the Texas Playboys. Here's the excellent present-day trio Hot Club of Cowtown with a sound that's much more typical of the hot string band music. It was recorded by Cliff Bruner, the Light Crest Doughboys, the Tune Wranglers, and other bands of this genre. Sweet Jenny Lee.
Sweet Jenny Lee, from sunny Tennessee, you'll love her when you see. Sweet Jenny Lee, each little bird is singing merrily, just getting set to see. Sweet Jenny Lee, she's got a certain something in her style. She's got a little bit of heaven right in her smile. She promised me that she'd say yes, sirree, that's good enough for me. Sweet Jenny Lee. Thank you.
Jenny Lee from sunny Tennessee. You'll love her when you see sweet Jenny Lee. Each little bird is singing merrily, just getting set to see sweet Jenny Lee. She's got a certain something in her style. She's got a little bit of heaven right in her smile. She promised me that she'd say yes, siree. That's good enough for me, sweet Jenny Lee. That's good enough for me, sweet Jenny Lee.
I'm so lonesome 'cause my baby's done left town. She took her grip and left me all alone. I love you, honey, but you've done me wrong, 'cause you left me with those mean old sundown blues. Those sundown blues, they almost make me cry. Since my good gal, she's done said goodbye. You know I love you, baby, but there's one thing true. You're gonna wake up, find you miss me too, 'cause you left me with old mean old sundown blues. Yes, Mr. Hill, play the blues. Goodbye. You know I love you, baby, but there's one thing true. You're gonna wake up and you miss me too, 'cause you left me with old mean old sundown blues.
Sundown Blues, the Texas Wanderers. That vocal was by Moon Mullican from 1940. He was an excellent vocalist and pianist. Moon Mullican was later important in the transition to rock and roll in the early 50s, and that's just one more of these unusual, unexpected aspects of Western swing that I'll be covering when we get to the third part of Cowboy Jazz and Hillbilly Boogie on Jazz Rhythm.
Tell me, Corina, where'd you stay last night? Come home this morning.
I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me. You know, it's just incredible. So many different musical influences swirl through this music, and it really connects in unexpected ways with jazz, blues, folk, and as I say, early rock and roll. Musical categories and labels quickly become nearly useless in trying to describe this music. As the term Western swing implies, there are strong swing jazz elements, which have a Western, that is, west of the Mississippi flavor.
Let your heart be true, yeah.
In the 1930s and 40s, this kind of ragged, hot jazz music of the Southwest could be found on record under the designation Hot String Band. But it wasn't until 1941 that Metronome magazine coined the term Western Swing and it stuck.
Bicorina, this is farewell.
Singer Milton Brown was one of the bright lights and great entertainers of Western Swing. Sadly, though, his sudden death in 1936, the result of complications from an automobile accident, left the musical Brownies leaderless. His brother, guitarist and vocalist Durwood Brown, stepped in and kept the band going and recording for a short while. Durwood proved a remarkably good vocal substitute for Milton Brown, eerily echoing his charismatic brother's strong, black-inflected style.
I'll bring it on down to my house, honey. Ain't nobody home but me. Bring it on down to my house, babe. I need company. I'm a honey dripping. Daddy got a red hot mama. She's a shame of shaking mama, but she can't shake me. So bring it on down to my house, honey. Ain't nobody home but me.
Yeah.
Honey, anybody home but me. Bring it on down to my house, baby. I need company. Now all you women, give me a try. I'm like the Chesterfield, I satisfy. Bring it on down to my house, honey. Anybody home but me. Nobody home but me. Now bring it on down to my house, babe. I needs company. Now I held up my hand. The teacher said no. The joke's on the teacher, cause I didn't have to go. Bring it on down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home but me.
That is a classic. Bring it on down to my house, honey. Milton Brown and his musical Brownies, but later, after Milton Brown had passed and brother Durwood Brown was running the band. And it's very typical of the way the Western Swing crowd continually recycled blues elements. Blues features just pop up repeatedly in Western Swing, such as the forms, the 12-bar blues in both its lyrical and instrumental manifestations, the ways of playing instruments, lots of blue notes, slurred notes, and glissando, and the repertory of the blues, themes, tunes, and various individual lyric lines from a shared black and white blues tradition frequently appear in this music. Black jazz, and particularly blues, seem to appeal a lot to the hot string bands, and they frequently recorded well-known tunes of black origin, like the Gulf Coast Blues, the ever-popular Milk Cow Blues, Benny Moten's South, and traditional 12-bar blues like Carina Carina and Hesitation Blues.
Woke up this morning looking for my shoes. Looked behind the trunk and found the Hesitation Blues. Lord, tell me how long.
Lord, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
What's to hesitate? Take a rocking chair. If the blues overtake me, rock away from here. Lord, tell me how long.
Lord, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Must hesitate.
Hesitate.
I got a woman and a sweetheart too. My woman don't love me, but my sweetheart do. Lord, tell me how long.
Lord, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Must I hesitate? Mountain, peep through a hole, saw two little monkey doing the sweet jelly roll. Lord, tell me how long.
Lord, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Must I hesitate? Going to the river, gonna sit right down. If the blues overtake me, I'll jump in and drown. Lord, tell me how long.
Lord, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Must I hesitate?
Bob Wills' Texas Playboys with Bob Wills singing Corrina, Corrina, and Milton Brown from 1936 with Hesitation Blues, two very basic 12-bar blues sung by the two giants of Western swing on jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me while I bring you cowboy jazz and hillbilly swing. And remember, I'm always happy to answer your questions, hear your comments, or provide program playlists. You can contact me through the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. guy named Dickie McBride was a pretty good guitarist whose name pops up frequently in this music. Lined up for his 1941 Village Boys sessions, had two fiddles, guitar, electric steel guitar, piano, and bass. Here's the lively Tulsa Twist.